An unusual discovery in a candy tin was sweeter than anyone expected. I'm Brian Van Miller on Business. Recently, a handful of random coins was found inside a candy tin, and one just sold at auction for more than $350,000. Why so much? Turns out the coin was one of the first ever minted in colonial New England, and the one-shilling coin made in Boston in 1652 was one of just a few dozen believed to still exist. Before then, coins from England, the Netherlands, and Spanish Empire were used as currency in the colonies. But a shortage of those coins led to the Massachusetts General Court appointing a mint master. However, the mint was considered treasonous and shut down in 1682 by King Charles II. But during that time, a number of coins were printed. On one side were the initials NE for New England, and on the other, the Roman numeral 12, representing the 12 pennies in a shilling. The candy tin belonged to descendants of a family among early settlers of New England. Talk about a treat. Brian Van Miller, CBS News.